But time to focus a bit more on the world of footy from the weekend. Plenty happened, and one of the games that was very important for, well, for both teams was Collingwood Gold Coast up there at Metricon Stadium on Saturday night. And Jared Blair, speaking of important, was his 150th game on the weekend back in the senior team. And it was great to see him perform on the big stage. Great to have him with us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
We are very well, mate. Appreciate your time on a Monday morning. Must have been nice to be back out there for the Magpies. And game number 150, what does that mean to you to get to a milestone like that?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I'd been stranded on 149 for a while. Had probably five or six weeks in the twos, which wasn't all bad. It's not what you're here to do, but sort of enjoyed a few weeks down there with the younger boys. But, yeah, it was good to get back in the side and travel up to Metricon. And, you know, it was a pretty special weekend, actually. It was a good win, and all the family came up, and girlfriend and a few mates. And the club really did put on a good show for us. And, you know, to run out for my 150th alongside Wellesley in his 250th was pretty special.
When you are playing in the VFL, and you've been such a regular senior performer, of course, a premiership player at the Magpies throughout your time, your 149 games prior to the weekend, I mean, how do you approach that? Because clearly, as you said, what you want to be doing is playing senior footy, but there's got to be a way you can not have a grudge or use too much negative energy when you're playing in VFL, because you've got to find a way to get back in form and get selected.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've reflected on it a bit, actually, and I think if you sort of do go back with a bad attitude, you're only taking yourself further away from getting back in the side. So I feel like I handled that reasonably well, but, you know, also thinking about it and looking at the competition overall and some of the players that you play against down there, there's no real shame in playing in the twos. You know, it's a good standard of footy, and there's a lot of good young guys down there as well. So as frustrating as it was, I actually enjoyed having a run around down there. Probably a little bit more freedom, play a little bit more midfield time. So it was tough, and you want to be running out in the ones with all the boys. But no, it was pretty enjoyable 6 weeks down there, and the program is pretty good. You've got Jared Rivers, his first year as a coach, and he's learning a lot every week, and he's very positive for our young players. And I did enjoy it, as frustrating as it was.
Jared, congratulations on 150 games. Part of that, as Half was said, a premiership side with a more experienced group. Since then, you've been in a fair bit of transition. You've seen a lot of young players come into the club. Can you talk us through, as a player, being there through the whole time as the club's transitioning, and do you sort of like it because all your old jokes are new again?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. You're still running the same gag. They didn't get a laugh then, though, so they're not getting a laugh yet. a lot has changed. And I think, you know, it's a new challenge every year. There's new guys coming in. There's new blokes trying to prove their worth. You're making new mates every year. I do enjoy it. I look back at some of the guys I play with and those friendships that you've made. And I think when you're young at a football club, you know, they're the strongest friendships you'll ever have because you're sort of doing everything together. You quite often live together. But you know, it's also exciting when you've got new guys coming in and the likes of, you know, Callum Brown and Josh Dacos and Cale Kirby and all these kids who are going to be potentially the future of the club. And it's good to see them doing their work firsthand.
Do you feel you are a bit of a mentor to these young guys that you just listed?
To a degree, yeah. I think, you know, it's sort of strange. You're all of a sudden... Well, you never really view yourself as one of the older players, but, you know, then all of a sudden when you do reflect on it, you're like, well, I'm 27 and some of these kids were born in 98, 99. I think next year we're going to have blokes born in the 2000s on the list. So, when you sit back and look at it, I think you have to check yourself sometimes and make sure you're doing and saying the right things because these guys are probably looking at you a little bit, yeah.
Jared, we had a really good chat to you before the season started about expectations on the season and how you thought the team would go. For someone that is a premiership player at Collingwood and very experienced, I think your opinion counts significantly. Well, how do you assess the season?
I think it's been frustrating, and it has obviously been disappointing. We're not where we want to be right now, and I think our expectations of this season were a lot higher than, 6-10 or something. Yeah, I think we'd sort of be right amongst it. So it has been a frustrating year, and we feel like we've put together some good footy in patches in games, but like you boys know, you can't really play in patches with the sort of standard of competition at the minute. Anyone can beat you, and we have been too patchy, and it's sort of left us where we are, 6-10, and really fighting for it.
So the next question is, explain the mood of the camp. Obviously, last week was an interesting week where Gary Pert got you all together and said, Bucks isn't going anywhere. He's there for the rest of the season. As a senior player around the place, explain to our listeners, our Collingwood listeners particularly, what's the mood like?
The mood's actually pretty good. You know, we feel like we've still got something to prove in the next 6 weeks. We did have a chat early last week, you know, and it was sort of heart-to-heart, maybe, you could call it, I suppose, and we just sort of spoke about making something of the next 7 weeks, you know, not just roll over and let the season fade away. You know, finals, who knows? I think we're maybe too far gone, but you win seven straight, that leaves us at 12 wins, and sides have played finals on 12 wins, so maybe unrealistic, but, you know, we're determined to prove something, and, you know, on an individual level and as a team as well. And I think going into the weekend, it was a pretty good attitude. The week before, underperformed, and I think the boys looked a bit flat out on the ground, but a few conversations and a bit of heart-to-heart last week steeled the group a little bit and probably provided us with a bit more motivation to attack the last 7 weeks.
It does help when you've got your better players out on the field, and four big inclusions on the weekend for the Pies made a huge difference, I reckon. Darcy Moore came back in. I thought his defensive work was enormous, particularly in the second half, to really control the area that he was in. You came back in, Daniel Wells and Jeremy Howe as well. It looked to me, Jared, as if it was the strongest Collingwood team that's been on the park all year. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, it could be a fair comment. Half, yeah, it was, you know, they're all class players, and I think we spoke at selection last week when the sort of side was announced, and Buck spoke about Wellesley for a bit, and he spoke about all the boys, and someone like Daniel Wells does just provide, you know, that little bit of class in a 2-3 moments of the game that can turn things, and I think he actually did do that on the weekend. There was a couple of occasions where he just worked his way through traffic, looked like he's going to get caught or something, step side and set up a couple of goals, and that's probably what we've missed a little bit at times, those critical moments, someone with the class like that to really steady the ship and set us up.
Taylor Adams did that as well beautifully on Saturday night, as did Adam Treloar, get the ball inside forward 50 beautifully.
Taylor really set the tone in that first quarter. He was a man on a mission.
Yeah, he was terrific.
Sort of fed off other players.
Well, big challenge again this week, of course, West Coast coming to town, and looking forward to seeing how the Magpies go at Etihad Stadium home game, Jared.
Yeah, we don't have a whole heap there, but looking forward to it. We'll be good. I think they have a good win yesterday.
Yeah, had a good win, yep.
Yeah, we'll look at that at some stage.
Later in the week, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to it, boys. It'll be good. Hopefully we can sort of continue to build a little bit of momentum and make something of this last 6 weeks.
Great to see you back out there. Played very well. Nice couple of goals early as well, which was great. And game number 151, I'm sure, will be just as good. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Jared Blair with us from the Magpies after their win against the Gold Coast Suns. They also had, I reckon, the best forward line. Reid, Darcy Moore, Elliott and Fasola. I reckon it's the first time it's happened all year. Makes a difference.
They are a tease, Collingwood. I just don't know what to think of them.